retained BLDD architects to come in and do a building-wide assessment of all our buildings, basically to look at 21st century readiness of our current spaces. Are they large enough? Things as far as air quality, things like that. And then basically they'll run it through their system and provide basically kind of like a grade, Jim, of where our current facilities are based on 21st century learning schools or their learning ready schools. So they'll give us an overall assessment of the health of our current structures.
And this is kind of a lengthy process. I mean, this isn't just going to be like a, you know, a couple day type of thing. Can you talk a little bit about the time frame here?
Correct. We hope to have this work finished by June, the end of June of 2022. So almost a year. And with different options, we'll have some community engagement meetings, a steering committee as far as that is on if, you know, based on where you're at now, if you renovated these current spaces, what would that look like? What would be the long-term projection and for the health of that building? And overall, it'll probably give us a somewhat of a 40-year plan for our school district and our school buildings.
So the school board then will take that information and determine what kind of the best course of action will be for the district?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. Is what's it look like long term? If you did this, you know, example A or exhibit B, in plan scenarios, if we did this to a certain building, what's the value long term?